Welcome to Love and Hip Hop, the Hollywood edition. We are in episode 6, season 4. Who's your spirit animal?
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You gotta turn up a little bit louder, though. This video. Wow. Shout out to Nicole the Pole. She's actually in this video. She has like a pole dancing. Nicole the Pole. She has like a pole dancing studio. She travels the world giving like pole dancing lessons.
Have you been?
I have not, because it's all the way on the other side of town, because I'm not trying to do all that driving. But shout out to Nicole the Pole. I've been following her for years. My name is TK Trinidad. I am one of your hosts for Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, and it's been quite the season, so I'm happy we can hop in. But I have a couple of other hosts.
What's up, After Buzzers? It's Brittany Q Hill, and you can follow me on all social media platforms at Brittany Q Hill.
Yo, this is Cynthia Nicole. You can follow me on Instagram at CynthiaNicole5.
Wow. Yeah. So a lot of things going on. I binged watched all 5 episodes, so we got to this point. But there's just so many people involved. I figure we'll kind of take episode 6, deconstruct it, and if we have some time, we'll kind of go to all the other characters or folks.
Let's do it.
So let's start with Masika and her event. She had the Kyrie Barbie beauty event where she launched a lot of her line products. First she had Zell. She wanted him to, you know, do the event for her.
Right.
There's a little bit of falling out, so she brought in Mr. Ray to do the event for her.
A mess, honey.
Yeah.
And that didn't go too well.
No.
So what did you think? Do you think Masika should have said no? Like, I know you think you have it, but, you know, I'm going to talk to Zell at another time. Or do you think...
I think she really trusted him, you know, rightfully so. I mean, he sounded, I believed him. I thought he was going to maintain his composure. But I think that when anybody's in that situation in the hot seat, I feel like he reacted like anybody else would have.
Right.
I just really think that they both shouldn't have been there, because they caused a scene that was supposed to be like your friend, you know, loyalty. And I think they were both wrong. And if I were Masika, I would have said, both of you, I'm not speaking to you.
Oh, yeah.
he planned the event, so technically he should have been there.
Yeah, but...
She's like, nah, all them should know.
No.
I do think, though, that him being, you know, the professional, even though, you know, Zell popped off, he should have still been like, you know what, I'm working right now.
Right.
And, I mean, it's a huge event for her, you know?
But I think with that, like, he couldn't, if he said, no, I'm working right now, I'm not going to deal with you, he still would have came after him. Like, I think he would have still kept on coming after him until he got a reaction.
Talking about Zell?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
I think either way, like, something would have popped up. I think the best bet was not to have him come. And given all the other scenes, all the other seasons Masika's in, like, there's just always fighting. They have bodyguards on deck.
Yeah, I mean,
security
she should
know on deck
too.
On every episode. There's some type of fight. So I feel like it should have been just a definite no.
Right.
Just for, you know, because the product was getting thrown around. Zell was laying on the table on top of her product.
Yeah.
So it was just incredibly,
he was acting a fool.
Disrespectful.
I have to say, though, I'm kind of pleased to see how she handled everything, you know, because I feel like she's grown a lot from past seasons. I feel like she would have probably tried to put some hands on somebody, too.
Right.
But, I see the growth in her. So, and plus, it's, you know, it's her event, so she kind of
had
to.
Right. And then you see the dress. She couldn't really do too much in that dress.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
So tight.
Yes. I think that was very notable of her.
Yeah, I don't know.
How would you have handled it?
Man, I've been watching the season. I just don't know. Like, I would love to just kind of go into everybody's background to see why, you know, there's the fighting.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I haven't been put into those situations. So, you know, I hope I wouldn't act in that, you know, in that incident. But I feel like if somebody kept poking you, then, you know, that's what happens. And
absolutely.
you put them in like a fishbowl, that's a reaction that, you know, the producers want to get.
Right.
So, you know, it's a catch-22. It's like, okay, well, if the event went well, then would we be talking about it? Would we be watching?
Very true.
So,
yeah, he was provoked. And I mean, like you said, Zell was going to keep poking until he got that reaction, and he got it.
He stood up on the table.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny, right?
I mean, who does that?
Right.
And then jumps off the table, lands. Like, I felt like it, you should just add in music to the background, and we've been, like, good to go and off to the races. But... So, fast forward now, you know, now Masika's at the nail salon with Zell, and they're kind of hashing out their whole thing. And then prior to that, Monice and her girlfriend, AD, let Mr. Ray know, hey, you know, we understand, but you're kind of in the wrong. If you want to hash it out, Masika, she's going to be here with Zell the next day.
Right.
So he shows up at the nail salon, and I feel like, why would you want to do that?
Why starting would he want to show up?
Yeah, why would he want to show up?
He wanted revenge, you know? I feel like, I do, I feel like he showed up for revenge, ultimately. Oh. And it didn't work too well for him then either, but...
Yeah, because what was the point of that?
So everybody wants the last say, you know. Nobody wants to be, you know, the underdog. He wanted the last say, so he showed up to like revenge.
I feel like in this industry, especially in LA, the it's such a small network that you're going to be known for the fights.
Oh yeah,
and you know, absolutely, that might tarnish your reputation.
Right.
So it's like, why would you put yourself in that situation where you're just like, you know what? I'm going to stay clear of this, and I'm just going to, you know, do my work.
Right.
So, I mean, again, it wouldn't make for TV, but that would be sensible.
Do you think that Ray went to that nail salon to start, or he kind of wanted to, like, clear the air in a good way?
He knew that Zell was going to be there. Right. So, you know, what he could have done is, like, I'm assuming he knows where Masika lives. Mm-hmm. So what he could have done is, you know, waited for her until she came home or, you know, kept talking to her until she answered. Right. Because if they're really good friends, like, you know, some people annoy you. It's like, yeah, like I'm blocking you. But they're really good friends. You're going to understand why they're calling. And eventually they're going to wear you down. It's like, all right, now I'm ready to listen to what you want to say.
And if his intentions were pure, I feel like he walked in already ready to fight. I mean, obviously Zell said something, you know, off gate, but he could have stepped back and said, hey, I'm not here for that.
Right.
But he was like, you know, what kind of animal you got here or whatever.
It's just the petty things. And it's so funny, like Masika said, like, you know, the fact that they don't even kind of listen to each other because they might be really good friends or good lovers.
I agree they possibly could. I think so.
I don't know.
Maybe that's what it is, some tension between them that they're feeling. I don't know.
I feel like, because I have a few gay friends, and it feels like they can't be two in the same. Like, they're two very both, like, out there guys. Mm. So I feel like you need somebody who's, you know, more laid back, and somebody's out there. Two out there personalities. They're vying for attention. So yeah, I don't know.
It's competition now.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then, they're competing for her friendship. You know?
You have to keep them separate. But, right, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Cisco.
Oh, Lord. So I'm, like, kind of shocked that he came all the way from New York. I mean, I don't know, you know, if he wants some more camera time or what, but he came all the way to New York for Tierra. That kind of says a lot.
Yeah, but that's, I think in season two, Rich.
Strawberry? No, oh, Rich and came, the Moniece.
Yeah, yeah, she came in season two for that. I mean, at the end of the day, like, I flew from New York today. I got in at 11, and I still had a full day. Like, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's like, when you take that flight, it's a 5-hour flight. It's not that bad. It's not like you're going across the world. Slight, you know, jet lag, but you're good to go. So it's not too far where you can't get back to do work.
That's true.
So,
but is he here, you know, to stay for Tierra, or is this just...
I think he wants to test the waters.
Yeah.
And I feel like with the whole thing with him and Tierra, if she was acting so well in New York, that maybe he should have suggested, look, let's go back to New York, because this situation is not working for you. Right. Because New York and L.A., wow, I haven't been back to New York in maybe like 5 years. So I went back for the weekend, and what a difference.
Really?
Like, it's concrete jungle. You don't see the mountains. It's definitely more open areas per se in Los Angeles. And New York is just like everything's on top of each other.
Right.
People in Brooklyn, I love y'all, but
it's too busy.
Yeah, it's very, very busy. Everybody's on their hustle. People call you out.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's serious.
Rude. No offense to you, New Yorkers.
Yeah, it's a serious thing in New York. So it's two different environments. And maybe for Tierra, because it's not, you know, and LA's not slow, but it's a little bit slower than New York.
Right.
Maybe she needed something like, you know, stay in New York and, you know, kind of get herself together.
Slow her down. I have to say, though, I'm kind of impressed with Cisco. I was not a fan of his prior to this, but I feel like he's really taking steps to, you know, help his girl out. Or do y'all feel like he's doing right by her?
I don't think he's changed. I mean, I feel like he's been in the same character for so long.
Right.
And I feel like he's still,
so you
the
think
same
he's
person.
Doing this for show, you know, taking her to get the detox and...
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if the detox was the right idea.
No.
Because even when they went for it, she's like, the nurse was like, okay, well, it's for hangovers.
Dehydration,
and like,
right.
I'm like, okay, well,
take vitamins.
Yeah, she hung over, or, you know, you can drink a lot of water for that. Like, you dehydrate, just drink some water.
So, question, do you feel like he was trying to beat the girls to the punch and saying, you know?
I think he does genuinely care for her. And I think the concept of, I think their relationship in New York was so different.
Right.
Because it's like, like, again, I said it, two different personalities. So she probably came from New York. She came from LA to New York, refreshing personality, something different from New York girls.
Right.
And he loved the concept of that. Yeah. And that, and then they're in their honeymoon period, all that good stuff. Now he's in LA and he's seeing all the baggage that she has.
Right.
So I think he genuinely wants to help. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, everybody has baggage.
Right.
It's just dependent on if you want to, you know, be there for that baggage,
right,
that
right.
type of baggage.
Right.
And I think he's seeing that and he's like, well, maybe she's not an alcoholic and maybe she doesn't have these problems. Maybe it's just, you know, something, you know, she kind of has a cleanser palate, cleanser soul, and she's good to go. So
right.
maybe he was trying, but again, maybe he's realizing it's bigger than what he thinks it may
yeah.
be.
Yeah,
but it's just confusing because, you know, the friends are like warning her about him,
right.
and then he's warning them. So it's
That's
like
true.
You don't know who to like trust. And I think that he's been kind of blindsided about the fact he doesn't know who she is
right.
out on West Coast. But I think she should be honest and kind of open up and become more vulnerable towards him if that's
but maybe
where
she's not seeing herself.
She doesn't feel like she has a problem, you know,
because even last season, last reunion, she was like, oh, I can quit cold turkey,
right?
And even watching I think it was season one and kind of going back, if she watched it, and I think they had to because they have to tweet and all this other stuff, you would see that how her personality, and she's admitted her personality is different, so why would you put yourself in those positions,
right.
especially if you've been trying to get your career back?
That's true.
So she's been talking about
beautiful voice.
Right.
She really does.
She's been talking about getting on top of her career and singing and all sort of stuff for four seasons now.
Right.
So it's just kind of like if you really want to do that.
Right.
And again, this is LA. You know, girls are coming here at 17,
okay.
like off the Greyhound.
500 a day.
So, you know.
Ain't no more room.
Yeah. So if you want to do that, then you concentrate on that. So maybe it's just like she's not even realizing that the problem's there yet. Technically,
right.
like from a lot of people, they say you have to hit rock bottom before you realize.
Absolutely.
So maybe she hasn't hit the rock bottom yet.
Yeah.
And
do you guys feel like her friends were wrong for confiding in Cisco before going to her? I mean, but they have gone to her. They have come.
They have. I think
before.
It's come to the point where they just have to let her. Hopefully
crash.
Nothing. Yeah, let her crash and hopefully nothing happens. Because even look at Nikki, you know, she let it all out. It's like, hey, my brother was in the situation. Now
right.
he's no longer.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's kind of stepped back because she realized that she said her piece. She's there for her. She was there for her for the whole, you know, jail thing. And, you know, there's really nothing more than you can't drag her to rehab.
Right. You
so there's nothing more that she can really do other than like, if you need me, call me.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's
and that's
just,
true with addiction. And so they're ready to get help and admit, okay, I have a problem, then you
right.
know, it's going to remain the same. You cannot help somebody that doesn't want to be helped.
So the whole thing was Nia and Moniz are very concerned. So they go and talk to Cisco about it.
Mm-hmm.
He lets Tierra Marie know, and she gets really upset. And it's just kind of like, it's so funny because she's like, well, did you defend me? And he's like...
Yeah, that kind of threw me for a loop because I understood what he was saying too.
Right.
You know, like, if I got you, that shouldn't be a question.
Right.
But she didn't even really give him a chance to respond. Did you see that?
Yeah.
She just flew off the handle. Yeah.
yeah. Well, I mean, I think you kind of develop your own storyline. Like, she feels
right.
like everybody's turning their back on her, against her.
Yeah.
So she feels like that he's on the same boat, too.
Right.
They all
yeah.
love her. I
yeah.
wish you
yeah.
could see it.
I think
they
it was a valid question that she asked, but she still did not really give him a chance to respond.
Well, I think if he told her, if you sat back and he told her, then he's definitely for her because he didn't have
yeah,
to tell her.
That's true.
Because
Very
she could have watched it on the episode and found out, and that would have been
yeah.
a whole other thing.
Right.
So if he told her, then it's like, yeah, I definitely do have your back. I'm
right.
all the way here in LA.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know?
I agree.
So there's that situation. But it was so funny. So fast forward now, you know, he's going somewhere with a gift.
Ugh. Yeah, I was like, I already know. I was like, that's not gonna be Tierra.
No, that's
I already
why
knew.
The setup
yeah.
was so good.
Hasn't changed.
Right? Yeah, I already knew.
Well, see, y'all are gonna come for me anyway.
Yeah.
But see, I think it's like it reminds me of Baby Boy. You remember Baby Boy? John Singleton. You had Tyrese, and he's like, I love you, but I want to F other women. Like,
right.
That doesn't change the fact that I still love you.
Yeah.
I feel that's the same way. Obviously, that's not everybody's ideal of a relationship.
Right.
But I feel like he's riding with Tierra.
Yeah.
But she has a lot going on.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need to release that tension.
Mm, he's trying to decompress. Right.
Right. And he has Amber Diamond.
Who is? Do you guys know who
I've
this
never
is?
Seen her.
I've never heard of her. No disrespect. I don't know who Amber. She's cute though.
She is.
That
she's
was,
she's
hot
cute.
And
yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Like,
but, yeah. But, yes.
Yeah,
so.
But I've never heard of her. And I had a moment though when I was watching. And I was like, man, really? Dude, I mean, I know all men aren't like that, but like, really?
I was like, okay, I see you.
But are they in a relationship, though?
No.
That's the thing.
Well, no, him and Tierra are in a relationship.
See, that's what I know.
Because he let Ray J know. Remember, I think it was like in the first or second episode, he let Ray J know, like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm here and I'm with Tierra. And he's like, I know Ray J and her had a pass. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, and Ray J is actually really nice about it because he's like, you know, it's about time, you know, she got into a relationship and somebody treats her like a queen that she is.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, Ray J, pretty nice on his part.
Right.
So it's just like, I think they as I mean, he could flip it and say they were never in a relationship. You know, these people use the word dating and they throw it all over the place.
Yeah.
But it seems like...
And that's
like,
what I was asking. Yeah. I mean, you know, especially out here in L.A.
You know. Ooh.
Dating here in L.A. Another subject.
Some questions.
No, not today. No, we'll save it for another conversation. No.
Stay out of the States. A lot easier. So that's the whole thing. So it seems like... And how he set it up, he's like, you know, when I need a release, I you know, book a hotel and he checks for her.
Right.
And she's talking about Bonnie and Clyde stuff and yeah, he's not right. really... Like, he's not really rolling with
so
it.
So I feel like it's something... It's a lot deeper than what they...
Well, they've probably been doing that for years.
Right.
So she's always probably been that chick where it's like, all right,
I'm ready yeah. for something more.
But
I'm
she kind of seems like she's getting a little too attached, like just by what she said, like
right. Clyde, and that leads like, you to believe how yeah. deep does this thing go?
Right. Yeah. But they've been rolling with each other for a few years. Even if you see them once in a while and they don't necessarily claim you, as women, there's still an yeah. emotional connection.
Absolutely.
So it's that's where you inevitable. That's where it gets tricky. Whereas I understand how men and people don't understand, no matter what you do, there's still always going to be an emotional connection. So you have to take that right. into account in whatever dirt or whatever, how you choose to live your life.
That's true.
So, I mean, she's banging though. We definitely need to,
Amber Diamond was bad.
Yeah. Maybe you want to go to the gym like twice.
Right.
So, wow. So we'll see. It looks like Monice has kind of had it. And the thing, too, is so Monice and they didn't really mention Monice and Fizz are still living together. And I think they kind of alluded to that. But I don't know if he's moved out already. So it's supposed to be Monice, Fizz, and AD. They're all living in the same house.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if they're still living together. Because she was like, I'm moving from my apartment to my house.
I heard that.
So I'm like, okay, well, where did the house from before live? Because right. he mentioned that they had 3 bedrooms in the other house. And so I'm kind of confused on that. So hopefully right. they'll clarify that.
I thought she had a house prior to.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Continue.
I can't even keep up with these houses and the apartments. Yeah. So Alexis Guy, Lucci, and his baby mama Sarah.
Did y'all see her bus stand up in that radio station?
So first
that was
off,
gangster.
shout out to Romeo. So he's from K Day. He's been a radio DJ for years.
Uh-huh.
So it was definitely, I sent him a text. I got, oh, I see you on Love and Hip Hop. So shout out to him doing that interview. But it was just so funny because I don't know how she sneaked. For K Day, you get upstairs and there's security there. There's a little secretary there that buzzes you in the door.
Okay.
So I don't know how she managed to get past all that and find the studio, but kudos to her.
Yeah,
because that was trill. Yeah, that's not easy. Like, how did you manage to time that out? So kudos to her for getting there. But I don't understand what the game plan was. She was gonna bust up in the interview and then say what? Like,
yeah, I mean, it was trill, but at the same time, like, come on now. Like, there is a time and place for everything, and I understand that was her method of finding him. But what do you do
He's working,
after that? Right?
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, what did you expect?
And you should have known that it wasn't going to end well for you. Did you think that, you know, he was going to give you a hug and come by? Yeah, like, you just messed up my interview.
Yeah, and it's funny. Yeah, you're going to get a definite gangster response. Like, right. Okay, I don't care.
Right. So then what he said was warranted, do you guys feel? He kind of hit below the belt.
Yeah.
It was a little steep.
I mean, it's like somebody coming up at your job.
Right.
Like, it's kind of a catch-22 because she's probably been calling him and he's probably been dodging her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a mess up on his part because, you know, he might not know how far he's pushing her until it happens.
Right.
But you should know if you're in a relationship and you're like, you've been calling this person, like, look, it's not I'm calling to find out where you are. But look, your baby mama came at my job.
Right.
And threatened me and all this other stuff, and you're not even picking up your phone, then that's frustrating.
Right.
And on top of that, like, you know, you were possibly pregnant, like, 2 weeks before that.
Yeah.
It's like, what type of relationship is everything going in? So
right.
I get both sides, but, I mean, I...
That baby mama's really furious, though. She's really...
At the end of the day, she's passionate. It sounds like Sarah... thinks that they're still together.
Yeah, that's what I would say too. But I mean, I don't know this Alexis Sky girl very well, but it sounds like this is something that's happened before, you know. With
well, her she's dating quite a few rappers.
Right, but, you know, crossing lines with other relationships. So I don't know if they were, in fact, still together, the baby mama right. and Lucci. So, I mean, hey, she was upset.
I know. It sounds like she just has to step out of the pool that she's in, the dating pool that she's in.
Alexis.
Yeah. And just say, you know what, I'm done. Mm-hmm. And then, like, y'all know, date a 35-year-old businessman from,
that
you know,
maybe the rappers aren't working for you.
Yeah, I mean, and I think, too, she's banging herself, and there's that attraction. And then, of course, you know, somebody sees her, and they're going to treat her all great because they want the cookie.
Right.
They get it, and then it's like, okay, well, you know, been there, done that.
Right.
On to the next one.
Next, yeah.
So I feel like, you know, she might have to take a pause from that pool and just like, you know what, I'm going to do me. And just X out these ones for a moment and try something a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, because she's a beautiful girl, too.
Yeah.
If nothing changes, then nothing
I mean,
changes.
Eve went all the way to Europe, and she married her a billionaire.
Yeah, right?
So
yeah.
Hello. I gotta go there.
Throwing it out there. It might be something you might want to do. So, let me tell you. I didn't know. I knew of Safari, obviously, because Nicki Minaj. But I had no idea that he was so funny. So funny, and I love his crossover. I love his crossover between patois and like English. Like they do a lot of that in New York. Like I have a lot of West Indian folks, so like Trinidadian, etc. So I love it because it's just bringing to light for people who don't interact with West Indian people. Like it's a beautiful thing. So shout out to Safari. But I love how he's just like.
He's
so
silly.
I love it. So Safari, he's in the studio. Nicki introduced him to Chanel, Chanel West Coast. Mm-hmm. Chanel's been around for a minute.
I never heard of her.
Yeah, she's been around for...
I like her, though.
Yeah, she's been around for a minute. I don't know if I should bring it up. But anyway, she's been around for a minute. So Safari's helping her out, and then he calls in Hazel E from Girl Code Inc. To help him out with the video. I don't know why he wanted to do that. Not no shade on Hazel, but it just feels like he could have just handled it himself.
He could have done it himself, yeah. I didn't like Hazel's approach. I felt like she, even when they came, when she came in and met in the studio, you can feel there was some sense
shade.
Of, yeah, I don't know if it was intimidation or what, but there was shade off gate, so. Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what was the whole thing with Hazel, because she's doing her own thing. She has this business going. Apparently, she helps other artists. She does different things like producing and helping with them. So her whole game plan was, you know, Safari wanted her to come in to help with the video. So they get to the video shoot, and Hazel didn't send Safari or Chanel a treatment for the video shoot, which is kind of weird because you want to know what to expect. Like, okay, we're going to do this and this and that. Hazel wanted Chanel to learn the moves on the set, which I feel like you're renting for that time and that day, and it's outside, so there's daylight, it's burning daylight, so this is something you want to do at the studio, learn the steps, and then come in, hit it out.
Right.
So I don't necessarily know what the budget was and all this other stuff, and Chanel looked like she was ready to tape.
Right.
So to learn choreography in the dust with a cute outfit, makeup done.
I just felt like it was extremely unprofessional, you know what I mean? Yeah. Regardless of how expert you feel that you are with, you know, running video shoots or whatever, the bare minimum, you should have had a treatment for both of them.
And maybe she did have a treatment. She just didn't feel like they needed to know it.
Right.
I personally thought it was her video that was like,
especially when she started
was
doing
like,
the
my boyfriend, my bae, my car's like, you know, I don't know. And her dancing, I was like, okay, girl, get it.
A little extra. I found it very distasteful how she treated, you know, Chanel. I didn't feel like that was necessary.
So do you think it's, you think that she feels that Chanel is kind of impeding on her, like, demographic? People who would listen to her would also listen to Chanel. So she feels like, you know, threatened?
Possibly. I felt like, especially when she first came to the studio, when they first, you know, had that conversation, I felt that there was some sense of intimidation of some sort. You know, she's a cute girl, they're both blondes, they're both, you know, and she was like, you have this little hippie look, and maybe you should just stick to that. I don't know,
But that was her style probably that day, you know, maybe she...
It was just shady all across. But so, yeah, maybe she was intimidated. Threatened of some sort.
So what do you think of Hazel and Rose Burgundy's whole thing?
Okay, so earlier in episode 6 when she said something about if it's not the Hazel show, then we ain't going to eat or the bills aren't going to be paid. So basically he's not bringing anything to the table, it sounds like.
Well, he looks like he's up and coming. You know, he's from... L.A. is just a very strange place. He's up and coming. So, you know, she's obviously... It sounds like, yeah, she's bringing the bills and he's not. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess maybe the agreement was she was going to work on his career as well and kind of bring him up. So...
Do you think that's going to happen?
I don't know. If it wasn't Love and Hip Hop, then...
I mean, yeah. I don't mean it just... I feel like she's above that at this point. You know what I mean? Now, if she wants to help him out with his career, that's one thing. But, like, you have this dude living with you. You're paying the bills. You're feeding him. And then he has this little attitude about, you know, her doing her thing so that she can pay the bills.
I know. The popping of the champagne in the middle of the photo shoot with him right beside her was just kind of weird.
It was a little weird. I didn't know if he was a part of the shoot. I don't know. I don't know about that.
But I don't know. It's very, very, very...
It's an interesting pair, I feel. But, you know, then again, he's up and coming, so we don't know much about him yet. He might prove us wrong.
He's from Inglewood?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, that's all I
heard.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you heard any of his music? Good.
Crickets. So, Lyrica, H1, and Keisha Cole. Oh. Man, I love me. I'm so happy for Keisha. That whole... We'll get to all that. So, the whole thing now... A1's supposed to be working on Keisha Cole. She's looking for, like, one final kind of up-tempo song, and it seems like he's the one to kind of bring it out.
Right.
Lyrica, you know, he cancels his session with Lyrica because she's kind of finishing up on her album, which I think is going on 2 years, if not more, kind of finishing. And, you know, he's had 7 songs on the radio and all this other stuff, so kind of I would feel the same way as her. It's like...
Absolutely.
You know, you're my man, and...
I should be priority.
Right.
Finish me first.
So we can get it done.
Right.
So she kind of goes into the studio, sees Keisha Cole there, and it's like, I don't have a problem with Keisha Cole because she's an established artist, and she doesn't seem like she'd be, you know, janky as some other possible artists. Mm. I don't have a problem with that, but I helped you get to where you are. My career, because we are together, I, you know, guys were hitting on me and, you know, I'm being faithful and I lost a lot of opportunities because of that.
Right.
And, you know, I put you on or I helped to put you on, you know, you're going to treat me like this.
Yeah.
So I love their relationship because they talk to each other and they get it.
Beautiful. Yeah.
So
relationship goals.
Yeah. Relationship goals. Yeah. So, you know, they get it. He understands. And, you know, I kind of, so do you think they should talk about, should females be able to kind of work with A1 or should they kind of do case-by-case basis?
Well, I understand her perspective on him not signing other female artists and working with them, especially if her project is unfinished. It'd be different, you know, if her project was complete, it's out, cool, now you can make room for other artists. But I understand she wants to feel like a priority. If I'm your wife and then also I somewhat help get you on, the least you can do is, you know, make sure I'm taken care of before you bring on other women. Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm kind of a little torn about it because I feel she should trust him and his judgment on music and, you know, who he works with. And
right.
But then I'm also like, I saw her vulnerable side and I was just like, wow, like, I kind of felt what she was feeling at that moment when she was telling him and he's just like, you know, just sitting back.
The thing that makes it a little bit different than, for instance, last season with Lil Brandy and, shoot, what's her husband's name?
Oh, what is his name? I know who we're talking about.
Lil Brandy and her husband. Yeah, Lil Brandy doesn't necessarily produce or write or all this other stuff. Uh-huh. Lyrica does. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if they're going to do it, they should just do it together.
Right.
Like, okay, if you want to work with these females, then that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to be here, but I'm not going to be watching over your shoulder.
Yeah.
We're going to get this money together.
Yeah.
Like, let's create this empire.
Yeah.
So, you know, if he's truly genuine and he's like, he's not about that extracurricular stuff, then that's not a problem.
Why not work together? And Lyrica is so talented. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Her music. And I didn't realize that she writes as much as she does, but no, I understand. I don't even think her issue is him working with other women. It's just... Take care of home first.
Right.
You know, take care of me.
Well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, it's just like, you know, fat kid in a candy store. Like, you can't...
True.
Put them...
True.
Not to say he's going to fall.
And if they're bringing in checks, but if it were me as his wife, you know, my project's undone, we've been sitting on it for 2 years.
Right.
Come on. you know.
Thank you, Kenny Boy, Max Lux.
Yeah.
Max Lux. The live chat is kind of popping, so thank you guys for hopping in. A lot of people didn't know we were on, but yes, here we are. I'm talking about all the messiness of love and hip hop. Y'all. So we have a little bit of time, so let's kind of get into a lot of the other characters in the storylines. So let's see, Brooke Valentine and Marcus Black and Jade.
First of all, it's about time we see something of Brooke again.
Yeah,
you know, girl fight was like the last big thing.
And she looks amazing.
She does. She looks amazing.
So it kind of hinted that her and Booby. I don't know. I've been reading the blogs and people are saying it's not true. Like, they're just really good friends. So, you know, and they kind of left that. They could be. But I kind of feel like if that's the case, then, like, why not? Why not try?
And here's a question I have for you guys with that. Because I've been in this situation before, too, where you're great friends with somebody. Should you cross that line, you know, of friendship and make something of it? Or save the relationship or save the friendship?
Well, it depends on the friendship. Like, I was reading a book by Charlemagne the God from Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. And him and his wife have been together on and off since they were in high school. Nice. And he said the key to their relationship is that they're completely honest. So yeah. He was saying that she went through her whole phase in college, and she let him know. And to the point where he asked about the dudes, and like, yeah, that dude has a bigger whatever than you. And they, like, broke it down. Mm-hmm. So if you can be that honest with a friend and then cross that over to a relationship and not be offended with that honesty, then yes.
It's that part, being offended.
Exactly. If you're kind of, because some people have different types of friends. So it's like, all right, you have your ratchet friends where you know they all know the ratchet stuff.
Right.
But then you have some other friends like, they can't handle that ratchet stuff. They're going to judge. Right. So it depends on where that person is in that friendship, where they can see everything. If they've seen you at 3 o'clock in the morning, all messed up, like, you know, all that stuff, then you know, it's a possibility, but you also run the risk that person might break your heart and you lose a friend.
Absolutely.
So it just kind of depends on all that good stuff.
I think they would make a good match, though. Yeah, I mean, just from the chemistry, you know, the way that they work together and they discuss everything, I do think that they would be a good match. But again, is it worth losing the friendship?
I don't know. He seems like he's learned his lesson from all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But then it depends on if he rises to another position of power in music. Because, you know, he's an NBA player, and we know all that comes with NBA players and all the stuff that's thrown at them.
Right.
Wherever they travel. So if he gets to that point in music, and now, you know, he has that same situation where women are throwing themselves at him.
Yeah.
Will he fall into that thing again?
That's true.
So, you know, I think there's that. I think he should just concentrate on his career and just see what happens.
First,
And LA is a... Man... I think you either come to LA with a relationship or just kind of get it together and then figure it out. LA is a tough place.
LA is tough to date, but I mean, I don't know.
We're both from Kalang. What's your story, though? Like,
we'll save that for another day. But I agree. I think that it's either you come here with something strong and can withstand the test of time and everything that you go through in LA with relationships, or you focus on your career and let that stuff come later.
All right, then.
Maybe. Oh, we didn't talk about who's the other guy that Brooke is... What's his name?
Marcus
Black. I don't know if he's... I don't know what these guys are thinking. Like, I feel like we're in a different era now with social media and all this other stuff that... And both men and women. Mm-hmm. I feel like with the era of social media, it's really hard to cover anything up. Like, meaning that if you're in a relationship and you're having an affair, you know... It's either that chick, the side chick, knows her position and you're not lying to her and she knows the truth and she knows that she's never going to be upgraded, that she's good playing her position. Like, if you're going to lie to this girl and say X, Y, and Z, and then all of a sudden, like, you don't even post a picture on social media, but somebody else posts a picture on social media, and then you're asked out.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, I feel like it's just way better now to just say, look, I'm sleeping with you and three other guys, and if you don't like it, that's cool.
Right. Tell me up front. Right. Let me know. Give me the option.
Just because then it's yes, you, it kind of sucks, but then you kind of really, then you, if that person leaves and you realize you really miss that person, then you could cancel those people out and like, look, I really want to be with you. And, you know, I messed up. It was kind of shitty on my part, but I'm willing to kind of take that to the next level.
Right.
So it's better that way than opposed to dating four people and then all four find out because all four thought they were in a relationship and you're like, no, we was just dating.
Right. And I kind of think that like it was a low blow to her intelligence for him to say, oh, I didn't know that I wasn't divorced. How do you ain't know?
Well, he said he said he signed the paperwork.
He said, I didn't know. I don't know, but...
And then your mom has to tell, like, I want to be in a conversation with his mom. I was like, really, mom? Like, you just ratted me out like that?
Right.
Because if his mom didn't say anything and he actually got the paperwork done, they would have been cool.
Yeah.
But the whole Jade situation is still where they came up.
Yeah, that's true.
And then why did he sleep with her? Because Jade said they've been friends forever. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they were, like, they've been, like, having sex all this time or he felt like he didn't want to pay for the paperwork.
So was that the even exchange?
I don't know. Because I think the paperwork's only, like, $200. Like, I don't think if the person's willing to sign and you don't have any assets to separate, I think it's, like, $200, $250, according to the billboards that I see in L.A. So, I mean.
Possibly. But yeah, I think that was kind of sad. I do think that it was so boss though how Brooke she made him tell her we're not doing this no more, and then walked out and was like, I don't want you. I just didn't want you with her. I was like,
and then came up to him. He kind of did that, rented out the house. And was like, look, I'm not wearing any panties.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna go to the studio.
Yeah, she's boss.
Yeah,
I rock with Brooke.
Yeah, but you know, on the flip side, like, do you really want to try?
What do you mean?
Like. Does she really want... She said she still loves Marcus.
Yeah.
So, like, why would you... I get why you want to make him jealous, but then it's kind of like, why would you want to do that? Because a lot of times people make those payback decisions and all this other stuff, and it blows up back in your face because you've now gone back and forth with the payback and the pity stuff and the messy stuff that now you've pretty much just destroyed the relationship of what could have been a really good relationship.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody's not perfect. Nobody's perfect. Everybody makes their kind of mistakes. But, you know, are you really going to give that relationship a full chance or are you going to, like, you know, blow it up?
Yeah.
Because now you're wasting your time doing all that.
Do you feel like that was, obviously forgivable, but something worthy of taking him back?
Well, I don't know. People throw around this love thing and this marriage thing and relationships, like, way too easily.
Yeah.
Like, we're at a really great time in life where you can afford to, you know, not be in a relationship and, you know, live your life and get married when you're older.
Right.
It's not like back then where, you know, your parents are like, look, you about to be at my house. You better get married. You're 17. It's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
So it's like, why not kind of learn from your mistakes and establish what you really want from somebody and, you know, let the person know. Opposed to, you know, kind of doing all that back and forth stuff. So I don't know. It's just... I don't know. It's a weird situation. CC Freak says Boobie and Brooke should already F already if they haven't. So
hashtag
yeah, already F.
Do you think I can kind of sense it from Brooke? But do you think that Boobie kind of has a thing for Brooke beyond friendship?
Yes and no. I mean, I think. People who are opposite sex, there's obviously some type of attraction there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do any of your friends who are opposite sex, like, do you see them as ugly? Like, all my friends who are the opposite sex, I don't see them like, I'm like, damn, you, like, ugly. Like, I don't see that.
No.
I think Chris Rock referred to as dick in a jar.
Right. But even if I'm attracted to somebody, especially like a friend, I might still not even see them in, you know, in that light.
Right.
I'm a flirt, so I might flirt with you, but that doesn't, you know.
Yeah,
that
not to
mean.
Say, not to see them as like, you know, boyfriend material, but they're not ugly.
Right.
So even if you stumbled onto the penis, that's not like, oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Like you, it's not like. Grotesque. Like,
right.
The people you surround yourself with are the people that you tend to be attracted to.
That's a good observation.
I mean,
that's why I don't have guy friends.
No.
No, I'm good.
Why? Because you might stumble on the penis? Why? Actually,
is that what you're saying?
Like, I don't know.
That's true, though.
You know, chemistry. I'm good.
Really?
Yeah, I'll pass. Yeah.
I have an equal amount of both.
No, I have way more guy friends.
Really?
Yeah. I was total tomboy. It's just, I've learned so much from my guy friends that I can see when guys, like, come and check for me. I'm like, dude, I already know what the deal is because, Like, I've seen my friends do that. Like, don't try to.
Oh, right.
Don't come at me like that. Just let me know.
Yeah.
Like, we
I feel like it's easier to be friends with men. I feel like women, I don't know. I hope none of my friends are watching. I feel like, you know, women fall out a lot more. We hold grudges more. And I just feel like with men, it's not. My male friends, anyway, hasn't been like that.
I think people in general, it depends on how you establish a relationship.
True.
If you have people in general who tend to get offended, and you also tend to get offended, then that's what the relationship's going to be based off of. Mm-hmm. But if you can come at somebody like, look, this is a situation, this is how it happened, this is how I felt, like, I'm not trying to put it on you, but this is how it went down, and the person can understand that,
true,
then they're good to go.
Yeah.
Like, I really, like, with my friendships, it's very, like, you know, come at me. Like, I don't. You know, I don't mind, but again, if you come at me and I really truly don't give an F, and you could appreciate that.
Come at you. What do you mean by that?
Like, meaning that if they had a problem with me.
Okay.
Don't harbor it
right.
for like 3 months.
Bring it to me, right.
Bring it to me because I'm not going to remember. Mm-hmm. And if you're coming 3 months down the line to let me know a situation that happened 3 months ago, I'm really not going to listen out to you.
Right.
Because I feel like there's always an open door for communication. So
absolutely.
If you just come at me and let me know what the deal is, I'm not going to yell at you. I'm not going to cuss you out. I'm going to listen to you. But right. I feel it's stupid. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you know it's stupid. And you can say, well, I said my piece and we're good.
Right.
And we can move on from
squash
that.
Squash it. Right.
Right. Don't bring it up and then bring it up again. That's like the most annoying.
Sit there and harbor with it and let it grow.
Yeah, that's the most annoying. I don't have time
I
for
agree.
That.
Tell me what it is and what it ain't.
Yeah. Let's go. Is it true? So Trini Boy says, is it true that all women secretly hate each other?
No. Trying to empower women.
I mean, I don't. I love women who are doing great things because they're inspired. They're inspired to me.
Right.
Like, I don't want what they have. I want to build my own empire. Like,
right.
you know, I want my family. I want my kids to do well. And, you know, if you're already there, then I'm going to use that as an example.
Yeah.
And then if you make mistakes, then I'm going to learn from your mistakes.
Right. Women who hate on each other, not even just women, people in general, when you hate on somebody else, I feel like it's kind of indicative of what you lack within yourself or that you're just not on your game. You know what I mean? If you're on your stuff, you have no reason.
Yeah. And if you have a fight with the woman, then you just like, all right, cool. I'm not rocking with you anymore.
Right.
So, yeah, like, go back to season, I think it was last season when they had the reunion and Princess Love didn't invite Nikki. She's like, I haven't spoken to her in like 2 years.
Right.
Like,
chalk it up and keep moving.
Right.
Making that money.
Yeah. It's no worries. It is what it is. And he also laughed at Stumble on the Penis. I mean,
that was good. That was good.
It happens. Shit.
Yeah.
What's your predictions for next week?
I definitely.
Oh, wait. No lights? No lights? Oh, okay. Damn. Okay. That was underwhelming. All right. Oh, there you go.
I was like, wait, what?
I was going to say something totally out the box, but we're not ready for that yet. So what do you guys predict for next week?
I definitely see Tierra Marie getting in Cisco's tail over, was it Amber Diamond?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rightfully so, because I would do the same.
I honestly just feel that Moniece and AD, like, there's going to be, like, more of their storyline that's going to come out.
Right.
Like, there's, like, another woman. I feel, like, maybe. I don't know. I just, they've been kind of quiet in the episode, so I'm hoping for some juicy.
Yeah.
The whole thing with the Moniece being bisexual, there's no issue with that, but I wonder if, because she's had a lot of issues to deal with, so I wonder if before that relationship started, she kind of dealt with those issues as far as relationship issues, or her issues. You know, it seems like her and Viz are getting along together. But the whole stuff that happened last year with her and Little Brandy and her, like, intentionally trying to chop people down because of something that somebody else said before.
Mm.
I mean, that comes from somewhere, because why can't you just, you know, I get it. Somebody offended you and you offended your child and you have to defend them. But on the flip side, like, you know, let it go and move on and just don't F with them no more.
Right.
So I wonder if she dealt with all of that and, you know, her and AD are going to move on. The whole Cisco thing.
Ooh.
I mean, the thing is, too, it's kind of his bad because, you know, she's Amber. I don't know if he flew her out from somewhere or whatever, but he knows Tierra's dealing with issues.
Yeah.
So she's already broken. That's what they make it like. That's what they're kind of making it seem like.
Right.
So now you're dealing with a broken person. She says she has no friends. She has all this. And you don't think
Adding salt to the wound.
Yeah, you don't think she's going to find out? Right. All these people are getting caught.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
And from the preview, I feel really bad for her, too, because I feel like she really believed that he had her best interests at heart.
And that's going to send her into a tailspin.
Ooh, he don't want to see that side to Tiara.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if people who cheat think that they're not going to get caught. Like, maybe.
Right, what's the logic behind it? I just don't understand.
I don't understand. I mean, maybe
women. We are all Inspector Gadget when it comes to our man, especially.
Well, it just depends. So here's, oh gosh, not gonna give like people cheat codes, but it's just kind of like I feel like if you're going to cheat, but you really love the person, then you should
just break up.
Well, I mean, you can either break up, but if you really love the person and you want your cake and eat it too, then you have to let the girl or let the dude know that, look, you're never going to be upgraded and deal with it and, you know, live your life.
Yeah.
And if you come with that honesty, because there are people who've been in relationships for years and they've cheated for years and it didn't come out years later. Eventually, it's going to come out. It's just kind of like, don't be messy with it.
Yeah.
And it feels like he's just being all the way, you know, all the way messy with it, especially in this particular situation. And, you know, all the people in Hollywood know one person. Like, it's literally like 2 degrees of separation now.
Absolutely.
Especially with social media.
That's why I'm Team Safari. I don't know why.
Team Safari.
I don't know. Like, I just feel like he's cool and he's just cute. Like, seems like he's like a nice.
He's slaying the women out here.
Guaranteed. I don't know, but he just seems like, from the show, like, he's just like coconut oil, like, chill.
I met him one time before. He was real smooth. He's nothing like he is on screen. Like, on screen, he's kind of like silly and goofy, but, you know, in person, he was just real suave.
Yeah, so suave all up into the kitty cat. All right. Slide up into that.
I don't know about that meow, but.
Guaranteed. I'll put money on that. There's no way. Right. He seems like a relationship dude, but if he can't find a relationship, then, you know, he's going to appreciate. You know, pretty woman.
Speaking of, is him Ms. and Nikki? They're still. No, I think he alluded to that,
she
right?
She said they it just wasn't working out. But she did talk about Rosa. She did not talk about Rosa. So we don't know. I guess like that's not working either, or that hasn't worked out. So, yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I thought her and Safari were gonna kind of make it, but maybe, you know, maybe not.
Who knows?
I like
we'll
that.
See.
That couple, they were cute together. Yeah. I liked it.
I predict Safari and Chanel West possibly.
Nah.
Dabbling. No, you don't see that?
Nah, yes. But she's body type. Yeah. She's cute, but it doesn't seem like he's.
I saw some chemistry in the studio. Outside of just working together, it looked like he might try to hit it,
but relationship wise, it doesn't seem like his type.
No. He might like hippies. We're not sure.
Yeah. He might. I don't know.
I don't know. It seems like he loves tight waist and big ass big booties. So, I mean.
I think it's her demeanor, though, that he seems like he's swag. Feeling. But we'll see. I don't know. We'll see. They're definitely gonna be Hazel Lee, not that much.
Ooh, so y'all keep the comments coming. Definitely give us 5 stars on iTunes and all that good stuff. I'm sure we're gonna hear from a lot of the fans who watched the after show last season. What y'all think? So give us your opinions, all that good stuff. And where can they find y'all?
You can find me on all social media platforms at Brittany Q Hill. That's BRITTNEY.
And you can find me on Instagram at CynthiaNicole5.
And you can find me on everything at TK Trandad. Definitely keep those comments coming. I have thick skin. I think I'm seeing my girl right here have thick skin. So, you know, we good to go. And also give us our predictions. We're going to try to get some guests for you, too. We do have a guest coming, I think, definitely 2 or 3 weeks. But we are also working some other guests as well. So we will see you next week. Ciao, guys.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.